Well, thank you, Leslie, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to In Touch on WCCI and WCCIRadio.com. In Touch is heard Monday through Friday at 11:40 a.m. And we're joined today via the telephone by Dave Francoeur, Regional Vice President of Compass Healthcare Technology Solutions. And this is Healthcare Technology Management Week. And Dave, let's talk a little bit about healthcare technology management and the fact that it's a growing field with great potential, and it really serves a huge purpose out there. But maybe some of our listeners aren't real familiar with, you know, what this entails. If you would, intro the field a little bit this morning.
Yeah, that's spectacular. Great question. I'm really excited to be able to have this opportunity. The profession is phenomenal from a perspective of an opportunity for people who have an aptitude to want to work with their hands and have a little skill from a technology of electronics. If computers are something that you enjoy, then having the ability to work with your hands on medical equipment that interfaces with computers, you can't ask for a better profession. You can start, basically, the ideal situation are candidates that get a minimum of an associate's degree. Typically, the degree at a college would be called the biomedical equipment technology or biomedical electronics technology. Your associate's degree, you would go to school, and when you come out, you would be placed either in a hospital itself, working for a manufacturer of medical equipment, in which case you would become a service rep, or potentially you might even get into the sales aspect or research and development. But it's a wonderful profession for people that just like to, you know, you get to fairly stay clean every day, you go work in a healthcare environment, you're helping people, it's a way to give back to the community, and you know, for somebody that's been doing it for 30-plus years, I just think it's a really good opportunity to make a really good living and have a great profession.
Well, Dave, I know that oftentimes on the In Touch show, we talk about healthcare and how important it is and how it's changing and such, and we know of the importance of the doctors and nurses and other medical professionals. We know about many of those aspects, but this is something that until, you know, doing a little research and getting some info on this week's observance that maybe people kind of take for granted, but as you said, it's very important to keep that machinery operating because every day it's, you know, diagnosing and doing things for people. It's really an important part of that equation.
So Brian, that's exactly it. I would not want this to be interpreted inappropriately, but the reality of it is that in a lot of aspects, they're just as important as every other healthcare professional. I mean, the doctor is absolutely invaluable from the knowledge that they have, the skill that they have, the expertise and training that they've had to acquire, and they're obviously, in most instances, your life is in their hands. You know, and the nurse is the same thing. The nurse is an adjunct to the doctor. They become invaluable from a perspective of being able to take care of you on a day-to-day basis and doing what the doctor says is what it's going to take to get you better. But at the end of the day, both of those people really are rendered not as effective if the medical equipment that they're using to take care of you isn't working the way it's supposed to be. So it's just as important, the people that are in this profession, the value that they bring, and the whole aspect of the profession itself. So the doctor needs these instruments and these tools, this equipment, to make sure that he can do his job. The nurse needs to do the same thing so they can continue to monitor and manage your progress, and if there's a slip or if there's a problem with your care, then this equipment having to be working properly is what's going to make a difference. And so, again, not to give it the, you know, as important as a doctor, but again, it's important for the doctor and the nurses to be able to do their job. So the accuracy of this machinery and making sure that this equipment's ready and able to be used when needed and properly be used is so very important to the whole chain of events in regards to patient care. So absolutely, it's important, and it's a great way for somebody that wants to be involved and get involved with healthcare and contribute to healthcare without really having to become a doctor or a nurse.
And Dave, as you mentioned, you have many years of experience. You've seen the field kind of grow and evolve, and I would guess, and I'm just going to make an outside assessment here, that that's part of the challenge of your job is to, you know, keep up with those changes, but also it probably brings a nice variety to the job where you say, no 2 days are the same. There's challenges every day, and you rise up in the morning and say, okay, I'm ready to hit my day, you know, hit the ground running. Is that a pretty accurate assessment of what goes on in your field?
You know, Brian, that's really interesting, and it's within my organization. We're about to do budgets and strategy for the next year and upcoming fiscal year for ourselves, and absolutely we reflect a lot around the changes in the industry, and I'll just share with you, you know, back 30-plus years ago when I got in this industry, a lot like the car industry, things have changed. You know, you used to be able to do a lot of stuff yourself. You could read a manual, you can go get parts, but today everything is going computers, and so a lot of electronics have become, you know, state-of-the-art, and it's all digital now, and so equipment doesn't necessarily fail anywhere near to the level that it used to 30-plus years ago. And so the toolkit, if you will, associated with being good in his profession at one time was you need to be really technically competent. And while it's still important that you're technically competent, more so the skill in your tool set, in your toolkit, if you will, is when you walk upstairs, it's really about being a good communicator. And so at one time was making sure you could use a screwdriver and a digital voltmeter and an oscilloscope. Now it's important that you can sit with the nurses and the doctors. And quite frankly, as you stated earlier in the question is, technology has changed dramatically, so it's changing so fast that the nurses and doctors are having trouble trying to keep up with it. And so our role in this profession now, as well as making sure the equipment's up and running and doing the preventive maintenance and the repairs, it's really about being alongside of the caregiver, the clinician, and the doctors, and making sure that they're using the device in a proper manner in the way it was intended and designed. Because quite frankly, that's where most failures come. It's not that the device has actually failed, it's that it's not being used in the manner of which it was intended. And so your toolkit is more around your professionalism, your ability to communicate and make people comfortable with your skill sets and talents and get them to get the device working properly versus having to fix it all the time. So absolutely, the profession has changed dramatically and the skill sets associated with that have changed. But again, it's still a great profession, and it just brings a lot of personal value to those that want to give back a little bit.
Well, I guess my final question will lead to some final thoughts as well, but before we close and I give you the chance to wrap up with any final thoughts, what kind of advice would you have for young people or maybe even, you know, change of career people who are interested to find out more, to start that educational process? I'm sure there's resources out there and ways to maybe find out in depth, you know, what the job entails, the educational or training requirements. What kind of advice would you have for people, you know, who are listening to this saying, hey, this sounds like something I would really like to pursue? What would you tell them as far as a starting point?
You know, that's a great question, and there's actually several avenues that you can go. So one would be, quite frankly, you could potentially just go down to your local hospital and ask to speak with the biomed department or hook up with the volunteer office and see if you can't just do some shadowing and walk around and see if they won't introduce you. Most of the biomeds are very proud of what they do, and they'd be happy to teach and show people what to do. Another avenue would be this is HTM Week, and the world's greatest organization that's affiliated with our profession is AAMI, Association for the Advancement of Medical Instrumentation. That would be a great venue. Look up that, AAMI.org, and they could introduce and help you through that process. You also, one of the things probably would be the great thing to do is either talk to a guidance counselor or just go to your local college. And if they don't offer the program, then, you know, at least they could tell you maybe where a school is that does. And again, quite frankly, in this profession, you have all levels that you can aspire to. You have the associate's degree in 2 years, a bachelor's degree in 4, and a master's degree, quite frankly, you can do, you know, with 6. And they all bring different skill sets associated with the level of time that you're involved with working with your hands, you know, versus working in the management aspect or the higher end research and development. And so, you know, there's all kinds of avenues. You know, just Google healthcare technology professional or biomedical equipment and some answers would come out. But there's all kinds of ways, and I would encourage anybody to go seek it and look into it. I just think it's a great thing. In my own life, my brother's involved, my nephew's involved, my stepdaughter's involved. It's just a great profession, and it's a good salary and a good way to make a living and give back to the world.
Well, Dave, that sounds great. We just want to say thank you so much for being with us today. We appreciate the great information, and I know that I've learned a lot here. I hope the listeners have as well. We invite you to come back in the future and keep us updated, and we really appreciate your time today.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to speak on behalf of the profession, and it makes me feel good that, you know, in some way I can give back. And again, I would encourage anybody that has any interest in any kind of a technical ability, just like to work with people, to look into the profession a little bit more and take advantage of it. And thank you so much for this opportunity.
Well, you're certainly welcome, Dave. That's today's In Touch. Our guest has been Dave Francoeur, Regional Vice President of Compass Healthcare Technology Solutions. This is Healthcare Technology Management Week running through May 23rd. That's the In Touch show on WCCI, which is heard Monday through Friday at 11:40 a.m. right here on New Hit Country.